Good afternoon. Surprised to see me. How soundproof is your office? I don't want you to get in trouble. At least not yet. Oh, you look so nervous right now. Just like last night. That's one of the things that drew me to you at the bar. I saw how hesitant and worried you were, so scared to take each step with me. When I first touched your arm, your entire body shuddered. I could feel your heart pounding when we entered the hotel room, and I thought, here is a man with a lot to lose, and I just knew you'd be the perfect man to dig my claws into. No, 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 baby, I'm not here to blackmail you. I'm here to keep the fun going. After what we started last night. Remember when I tied you to the bed and asked if you liked to play games? You told me yes. And then when I was writing your face with my pussy, you muffled promises to play all my games. Maybe that wasn't fair of me. You could really breathe after all, but still, you did promise. And when I started writing that thick cock, making you beg me to go faster and faster as I slowly ground these hips up and down the full length of your shaft, you promised you would do anything I said if I let you come inside me. It felt good, didn't it? Having this mystery woman from the bar ride every last drop out of those swollen balls. How long had it been since you had a good fuck? Are you married? If so, it was obvious last night she had not been taking care of that. Beautiful cock of yours. So, let's keep the fun going. That pounding in your chest made it feel so much better, didn't it? The naughty, the taboo, the risk of getting caught. That's why fucking me felt so great. Well, that end, having these beautiful tits smother your face. Oh, oops, my button has come undone. Don't worry, before I came in here, I saw all the angles through your office windows. I know exactly what everyone out there can and can't see, and trust me that you are the only one who can see these magnificent breasts trying to burst out of this top right now. I also know that nobody can see under your desk. No, I'm not going to give you a blowjob. I'm not even going to touch you today. But you are going to touch yourself. Nice, long, slow strokes under the desk. Get your cock out. Do it. This is one of my games, and baby, you need to play along, or else I strip out of my clothes in full view and tell everyone out there you paid me to come here and suck your cock. Oh, shit. I guess there is a little bit of blackmail involved. But it's because I know how good you'll feel if you just play along. I don't want your money, I just want you to feel good. When you feel good, I feel good. And when I feel good, you come hard. So, take it out. Nice, long strokes under the desk. Good boy. The sooner you give in to my commands, the better your reward will be. You hesitated there. So, I'm not going to unbutton my top anymore. Not that I really need to, though. I know how hot I already look. And you know what I look like under these clothes. Should be a pretty fresh memory. Keep stroking. I am, however, going to adjust my legs a little. Oh, you noticed? Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear. Remember when this pussy was gripping you tight? Oh, have you ever felt anything that good before wrapped around your cock? I know exactly how to move my hips. To light every little nerve on fire and send men into lust-filled desperation. You're not gonna come already, are you? Slow down, my pet. I want a big, thick load. Shh. Don't worry about what you're going to do with it. When the time comes, I'll tell you. No, I'm not gonna make you eat it. Not today, at least. Look at me. You have my pussy in plain view. My breasts trying to burst out of my top. What did you like better last night? Huh? Having my pussy suffocate you as you brought me to orgasm with your tongue? Or having my breasts stifle your breathing as you came deep, deep inside me? I wonder if the viewing angle is right for me to get away with. Sliding one hand between my legs and just slipping my fingers inside me. Oh, would you like to taste my fingers? They're dripping. Tell me you want to taste me. Good boy. But no, I'm not coming over there and sliding these fingers into your mouth. Someone would see and they would definitely know. I don't want that to happen yet. Oh, no, I didn't mean yet. It just slipped out. I'll make sure to keep this our little secret. Oh no. Just keep stroking and imagining how fucked up your life is about to get. This is probably the safest game we're going to play together, baby. Stroking yourself into submission in your office. This is easy mode. After today, your entire world is going to start revolving around me. Does that excite you? Most of my pets don't even last a week. You'll need to play at least that long before I let you touch me again. But you know it'll be worth it. You felt me last night. You felt every inch of me across every inch of you. I bet it was the highlight of your fucking life. You can have it again. And again, and again. Just keep playing my games, baby. Of course, you can stop at any time. But then I'd have to ruin your life. So just trust me, my pet. Trust that all I want is for you to feel pleasure. All day, every day, I'll mold you into my perfect slave. Take you from all your friends and family, make you my little pet that does everything I say, and you'll thank me for it. Stroke faster. Oh, and, yeah, and I still taste delicious. I can get away with sticking my own finger in my mouth without raising too much of an alarm. Stroke harder. You know, as long as I don't move too much, they won't know what I'm doing. Get ready to come. But don't let yourself fall over the edge yet. Faster. Feels good, doesn't it? Are you losing control? Baby. Are you losing control of yourself? Are you losing control of your life? Stroke harder. That fear you feel is just making your cock throb harder. You can't wait to come. Even though you have no idea what is going to happen next. I want you to take your coffee mug and come into it. I want you to unleash that delicious hot load and then just let it sit on your desk for the rest of the day. Like I said earlier, I'm not going to make you eat it, but I want you to have it sitting there all day, reminding you each time you glance at that mug that you belong to me now. I own you. I own your body. I own your orgasms. And I own your workplace. That mug is going to trigger your mind to remember how good last night was. How much pleasure you feel when you do everything I say. Are you ready to come yet? How loud do you think I can moan without anyone noticing? come for me. Come for me. Oh, Come. Submit to me. Good boy. My pet. My sweet. You're lucky. You're lucky. I didn't get any louder. I can tell you you're going to be a lot of fun. I got your home address from some documents you left out in the reception area, by the way. I might sneak in sometime in the middle of the night, so there better not be any alarms going off. I'll let you have tonight as a break for me, but tomorrow, I want you to tell your wife you're not feeling well and go sleep in another room. I may or may not come and give you a little surprise. Also, find an excuse to fire your secretary by the end of the week. You're going to hire me to replace her. You're mine now. Nothing in your life is ever going to be the same.